Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today we're actually doing a special edition on a Thursday. Luckily, it still works to be Azure TWC. So here we are, Thursdays with Corey. We'll go back to Tuesdays in the future. But today we're Thursday, and we are talking about a brand new release that we've just put out of the Azure CLI. So what you may or may not know, the Azure CLI offers a command line interface for you to go and deploy, manage, update virtual machines. And so you can go in and configure this. It gives you complete access to the entire platform, but it's all from a command line interface. It's geared towards running, actually runs on any platform, but it really focuses, you know, to run on top of Linux or on top of Mac. And so it allows you to do sort of that type of management, you know, without using the portal or without using PowerShell. It gives you that option to be able to deploy. And one of the things that we've had is, you know, how can we make it really, really easy to get started quickly? And so we have Azure VM Quick Create. Oops. I'm sure you can read this very, very well. Quick Create that allows you to create a VM really, really fast with just a few options. You know, it asks location and so on and the name username, password, or it asks you for the SSL key, the SSH key to be able to connect. And so So this allows you to do it very, very quickly. But one of the things that we've had that's a little bit more complex is the setting of the image. So we added some time ago the ability to say latest at the end here. And so what this does here, let me just use Canonical as my example. This says this is the company name. So that's Canonical. This is the actual name of the server, Ubuntu server. Then the major version of that server. And then we have sort of the patch version of this. So, you know, it could be January, February, March, right? Whatever that latest version would be. And so the nice thing here is that you can put this into your script and you'll always get the highest patch version when you deploy, even if you deploy the same script over and over again. So that's great. You know, we have one for Red Hat, of course, and we have one for Debian and so on, Suze as well. What we've done is instead of forcing you to have to remember this and make it a lot easier to get started quickly, we've added what we're calling aliases here, right? And so now for this, if you just type in rel, you'll get the latest version of 7.2. If you just type in Ubuntu LTS, which is the long-term servicing branch, you'll get the latest version of 14.4. Ow, 14.4. Who put that there? And then for here, you can put just Debian, and you'll get the latest version of Debian 8. And so this allows you to effectively avoid this entire string of gobbledygook and allows you to put in sort of these just the very fast, intelligent names to get you going quickly. So really fantastic. We now also default to premium storage, which is another great change that we just put out. And what this does, you know, premium storage is it's a lot faster. The VM starts faster. The experience is just better. And so we ended up defaulting to this. If you're creating a new VM and you don't configure it, we will automatically create the storage account in premium storage and put that disk in it, and away you go. So that whole experience, that whole set of changes, really cool stuff. You know, I would recommend you go take a look at the CLI and go play around. But, you know, instead of just talking about it, maybe I should go ahead and show you. So let's go take a look at the videotape. Here you can see I'm set up on my Mac, and I've already got the Azure CLI pre-installed. And so if I actually go here, I can actually say, look, Azure VM, let's take a look and see what we've got as the options for deploying this. And so I can go and see all the commands that I have available to me to be able to manage and view them. So if I can do Azure VM list, you know, and it'll actually come back and show me the list of virtual machines that are running in this specific account. Now, prior to this, I've logged in already, and, you know, I don't have this as part of the demo, but as login, what it ends up doing is it basically allows you to go log in and connect using a token as part of a website. And the main reason why we do that is it allows, if you've got corporate settings or standards around two-factor auth and so on, it allows that experience to be upheld even when you're using the CLI for that connectivity. So here, like I said, I've got the set of virtual machines up and running, and I can list them and I can manage them here. So as I talked about, the very fast and easy Azure VM Quick Create will allow me to go in and very, very fast go in. And so just a few questions here. So resource group name. So let me do demo Corey RG, and then let me do demo VM And then the location name. So here I'm going to do West US, okay? And of course, let's do Linux. And so here, this is the big change. So before you had to say, oh gosh, publisher name, I don't know this stuff, right? I don't know what that actual offer type or the SKU is, so I'm confused. But now, super easy, just type in Debian, username. And now in this situation, I'm actually going to use a password. I normally would use an SSH key, but just for the sake of this demo, let me just get that going. And you see there, six options, and away I go. Now everything's going to get created for me. So the storage account get created. This, you know, the size is selected for me as a DS1. So it gives a little bit of speed. It'll get the VM up and running. Storage account created. IP address will be assigned. The right image will be pulled down, and the VM will be up and running. And so just with a matter of four options, super simple to remember, Debian, Ubuntu LTS, RHEL, SUSE, those are the names to remember, and you're off to the races. And so very, very cool capability, and you can see already we've got the storage account, we've got the NIC, we've got the network being set up, and away we go. So with just those four or five commands, we're able to accomplish this great task. Well, that was an awesome demo. I hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully you've learned a few things. If not, I apologize, but it's at the end, so it's too late now for me to change anything about that. So please, obviously, as always, reach out to us. If you've got questions, comments, to CLI is not what you're looking for, let us know. Shoot us a note, Azure TWC on Twitter, and ask those questions. You can also put comments here below. We will put a link to the latest CLI below, so you can go play around with it.
What version is that?
10, I believe. Is that right? Yeah, version 10 here. So we do have version 10, and that has nothing to do with the Windows version 10. This is our own. We do our own versioning over here, up in here. Go check that out. Download that. Play with it. And sort of away you go. So thank you so much. I think you will notice that I have taken down here the Twilight poster. I received significant amount of feedback on that. So that is now going to face the wall. It's been criticized one too many times. So hopefully you will continue to come and watch this show now that this is down. I know that before maybe you wouldn't have. So again, please do reach out to us, shoot us a tweet, if you will, on Azure TWC, ask questions. Normally Tuesdays with Corey, today Thursdays with Corey. So with that, that's I think all we got. So we'll be back talking about more stuff Linux here in the coming weeks, just more things Azure. So we'll get some special guests coming on, and we'll have a good time. So hopefully you're enjoying your May, and have a good day. I didn't do the funny launch button.
I know, the button, push the deploy.
That was really funny, though. This is what happens, Rick, when you lose our video.
Sorry.
All my jokes go away. All right.